Blog Talk Radio.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. It's time for Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And I'm Devon. And Dewey. And you can also hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
We're standing by on Facebook. I'm opening up the chat room as we speak.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Blog Talk Radio, and standing by on Twitter. Hello, everybody.
All right, and everybody, that is the producer supreme.
Yeah, I got you.
I messed that up. Right.
Yeah,
I'm Ray.
I said, man.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't repeat myself.
Yeah, you kind of threw off the equilibrium.
Yeah, I know.
Two brothers, the number.
Wait a minute. I couldn't wait for y'all to give us a call.
Who is this dude? Why is he so angry today? So anyway,
right, so
what's
how
up?
Was your week?
My week was pretty good, I guess, if you want to say that. Eat the chips.
Producer?
Yeah. Chips.
Yeah, eat the chips.
Chips.
Yeah.
A bag of stale, crispy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
dry.
Everybody. Then there it is.
Chips.
This whole week was nothing but
broken
a big
chips.
Broken bag of Doritos that's
Jack.
Been out for 2 years.
Them Doritos Jack, the big ones.
The jacked up ones. Yeah.
Enchilada
with,
style.
With toenails in them by accident, all that.
The nasty patty.
Yeah.
That's what you got, the nasty patty.
Been a terrible week. But
all right.
I've been looking forward to this.
That's what's important, man. You know, so shouts out. Thank you for everybody who's tuning in today. We're going to have a decent show.
Who we hollering at?
Oh, I thought we was going to get into the title. But we're going to talk to, first off, got to say shout out to Diana Bell. Remember last week her grandfather was in hospice.
Yeah.
The next day he actually passed. So
Shouts
out to her. You know, we here with you. Just keep your head up. To my brother, who is now a homeowner. So,
hey.
Thomas Harris,
yep.
Congratulations, little bro. Doing now
that's
on the
stuff.
Mortgage.
There you go. Welcome to the world.
And shout out to Sydney Johnson, who brought her son Myron home. Congrats to her.
All right.
Giving a shout out to Kelvin Martin, Maya Hawkins, Lamar Patrick, Ashley Mills, Kwame Wright, everybody who's listening to Truth Brothers, shouts out to you guys too. And shouts out to the Miami Heat, man, winning the championship, whatever. I wasn't pulling for them, but big shouts out to the Miami Heat.
They got it right.
LeBron
they
got his ring and a lot of haters and everything. So. Quit hating on. I mean, I'm not the biggest LeBron fan. This one ring don't do it for me. It's a new joke going around. Hey, why didn't you LeBron call you? Why didn't you answer the phone? Because I don't answer after one ring.
Yeah,
so,
whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah, but
ask Barkley. I bet he'll answer.
I'm sure he will. And Miami Heat celebration.
Well, no, okay. Yeah, Miami Heat. Congratulations.
Yeah.
A little bit of advice. Just a little bit of advice.
What you got for him?
Hey, real men don't shower themselves with champagne. Just saying.
Now,
y'all can check out the Facebook page if you want to get an idea of what we're saying.
Real
all I'm
quick,
saying is you don't splooge yourself with champagne.
You don't pop yourself. Real quick, though, if you haven't noticed, everybody, even on ESPN, they were talking about how the side of Chris Bosh came out, that other side, when he was at first kicking it. Yeah. And then he went to like real
really
quick.
Yeah, because
yeah.
he
went yeah oh we won all right get in the ring.
Went to Cake Hole Records, and he was.
It making, looked like he was just waiting
like
for
the strip
R. Kelly
club,
to piss
right.
on him. Like, that's
wow.
what it was.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yep. Kale Champagne.
Yep.
Go ahead. You old enough. Don't tell your mom.
You big enough.
The only champagne without an age requirement.
There you go.
But, and real quick, DJs be days. Maya Allen, June Porter, Jamin Harold, and Christopher Humes.
That's right. Hey, that's my cousin, man.
Oh, yeah.
He had a birthday party, man, and I'm sorry that I missed it, man, but we was getting them chips.
Yeah,
I
there
was,
you go.
Yeah, and I was deeping them chips.
We got another letter from Ashley Mills.
Woo!
Yeah,
she's trying to get a drop or something.
Oh, that's it. Anyway. Subject of the show, subject was freaking awesome show, guys. Freaking awesome show, guys. Is it okay not to believe had me on the computer staring at the screen, waiting and anticipating what was going to be said next? I came away from that show with such a better appreciation for all of you guys. The terrible truth, I hope I spelled that right, which she did, you did, T-R-U-F, was funny as usual, but you did such a great job of speaking your view on the subject and not being forceful. Stupendous. I always want to call, but I work during the time you guys are live. Sad face. But I did hear Devon mention his height and shoe size. I like.
Okay.
I like a lot. Anyway, but I can't wait for the next show. It helps me get through the workday. Ashley Mills.
Well, all right. Now that we know that you're at work, bring your boss to your computer or your phone and tell him, look here.
Put them on.
Yeah. You know, maybe you'll get a day off. You know, man. You never know. And that day off, you know.
Okay.
Anyway.
So
is
that it? We got anything else?
That's it. We got everything we wanted to do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Terrible Truth.
Ready.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark with The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Bobby Christina's Other Brother Lover Rubbers for when your adopted brother looks too damn good.
And Flavor Flav Bath Salts. Yeah, boy, if you don't have a brain, eat one.
Okay.
That's the key. Chuck D. Anyway. Here we go. Memphis woman sits on landlord's face after he requested rent.
All right. Oh, that's a way to put it. Hey,
that's
I can't
pay it.
I'll gladly sit on your face Tuesday.
Okay.
For an excuse on the rent today.
All right, let's get through this.
Yeah, you didn't see him complaining, did you?
That's
Yeah.
Anyway,
you tell me she all of 400.
A Mid-South renter is charged with attacking her landlord's son. The alleged victim said the woman sat on his face, pushing, shoving, and knocking him to the ground. I tried to ignore it, but they were arguing about the rent, said a witness who did not want to be identified. The woman lives in a duplex next to Chelsea Harris, who is charged with third-degree battery involving the fight with her landlord. The St. Francis County Sheriff's Office said in the report that Kellen Carroll, the landlord's son, went to Harris' duplex to collect the rent, and she got angry.
Yeah.
Carroll said Harris, who is described as a very large woman,
ooh,
started cursing at him.
I can see where this is going.
He said she then pushed him into his truck onto the ground, then pushed his face to the ground, choked him, and at some point tried to take his truck. He called for help, and that's when
no one could hear him though.
And that's when he said she sat on his face. Shh, keep quiet. No
hold
need to
tight.
Call police. Here, let me
I'm
get
you.
Go.
What you say?
Keep
what
screaming. I'm almost there.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Carol, and I bet it was just trapped
Daddy, what are you doing? Have you been fishing?
Oh.
Why do you smell like trout?
Oh.
Carol went to the sheriff's office and reported the incident. Carol never returned Action News 5 calls, but his father did. His father told us he believes Harris would use some prison correction officer moves on her son.
Yep. So, so that's what they do in women's prisons, sit on the faces.
Let me tell you, keep quiet in my crotch.
You pushed him against the truck. He started yelling for help.
That's just
I can't see
what you need.
That is just... Oh.
So
how does the story end?
Her neighbor said
muffins
she was,
or mufflers? What you say?
Muffler.
I don't know, the Michelin man.
That's why
she got upset because he came in and her child was there.
Yep. So this is
usually her child is not there. Chelsea Harris was released
rent.
After spending the night behind bars. Got through that one.
I need that rent. You're not getting the rent.
Well, I'm coming in anyway. Get out.
Help me. And he was all of 125.
I'm sure he was a small guy. Hey,
oh,
how you doing, Harris?
My father sent him to get
not
the
mom.
The mom sent
the
him to get
the
rent.
Landlord. The mom's the
oh,
landlord.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was
yeah,
all
he
of 18.
Hey,
go get
doing?
The rent.
Hey, Ms. Harris, I'm here to get the rent. We ain't got it. Who is we? You know you're not supposed to have kids in here. Shut up. Now come eat the popcorn.
Oh, extra butter.
Hold the yeast, please.
Oh, come on.
Oh, is that branch and bacon?
Get out of my UTI.
Oh. That's crazy.
Oh. Old pad.
818-514-1202. Does that make you want to rent out your house now?
Yeah.
No.
BYOP, whoa. Dog.
Oh.
Does it? Yeah, I'm sure that was just not the way it was planned on being. Yeah, everybody has
and
that face of.
She pushed him down, and the only thing he was thinking was.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in.
Though it might look good to eat.
No, it don't.
That's not a muffin or a peach.
That's not a muffin or a peach. That's a pumpkin.
12 days after Halloween.
Oh God. That's just terrible.
It is terrible. That's why it's a terrible truth.
The dangers of renting.
Yeah, hey.
Shh.
Everybody just leaves you there. If it was Serena Williams, everybody, hey, you know, life happens. But
don't need the rent. Who needs the rent? Serena, don't worry about it. We'll work something out. Trust me.
Sure.
But it wasn't Serena.
It was Biggie.
Gawoofa. Oh, she was a Gawoofa bear.
I'm sure, dude.
She was a
Gawoofa bear. But
she was a Gawoofa bear.
I ain't washed down there either, so.
Nah. Clean me. Oh,
I'm at a loss. That's just gross.
Dishwasher liquid
yep.
on your lips and
yep.
Okay.
If he turned out to join the other team, I can't blame him. Sometimes you just traumatize. Yeah,
that's enough to traumatize you. That's kind of
where does your crack start? Hey, but we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo. Hey, yo, my silent moments, louder to crack a thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks a hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Cause I'm on call a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name. Like the law, all in vain, screaming like you all in pain. Treat it like a drug, all up in your vein. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Two fingers.
Brothers Radio.
Brothers, True Brothers Radio, and we're back. And don't forget, our second hour topic will be how do you sell soul to the soulless? And we got a caller.
Put it on Clear Channel. Go ahead.
All right, caller. You're on with the True Brothers. What's your name?
My name is Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Wagwan. All right. We're glad you're here, man. How you doing?
All right. Hey, I know you guys are, you know, going about some stuff on a lighter subject, but to bring in a little bit more heavier subject, I don't know if it's this or that, but I was a Peace Corps volunteer. Candace knows that. I worked from 2006 to 2008. I visited there in 2009 to see all my friends, and it was one big love fest for Obama. I mean, they were on, his picture was on watches, calendars, posters. I mean, it was all up everywhere.
Yeah, where were you? What country were you in?
Jamaica,
okay. And they had a lot of posters and everything.
Yeah, I mean, he was like on T-shirts, and I mean, seriously, that, but I just got back from vacation just, you know, within the past week or two, whatever.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
No, the point is being is that he's not perceived in the beginning as he is now. They're saying that he's basically a white man in a black man's skin. So his, pardon?
No, I say, I got you.
No, I mean, I'm not going to vote for Romney, but there are a lot of people that are not only disappointed in him in this country, but throughout the world. Not that Jamaica is the only country in the world, but
right.
I saw a big change of opinion or this or that, you know, saying that he really wasn't.
Right,
you know,
so they're blaming him from not basically just saving the world, basically.
Well, no, you cannot save the world, but you can do X, Y, Z, is what they said you know. This is not a slight against Obama.
We understand.
You know, I mean, but there are people who have legitimate complaints against his policies.
Oh, right.
The only thing, and all I'm saying is that this transcends the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know,
actually, I
was surprised.
I'm glad you called, because actually, we definitely want you to be tuning in 2 weeks, because we're going to be doing a story on underage children who get mandatory life sentences. So that should be right up your alley.
Well, you know, I'm against that already, man.
Right.
You definitely have to come in, tune in, and definitely voice
your
opinion on that topic right there.
Yep. So
okay.
We definitely want you to do that. So, and definitely keep tuning in and keep listening, because I think you're going to like this second hour topic too. So just hang in there, all right?
Okay. All
right.
Bill?
All right.
That was Bill.
Yeah, that was Bill. He likes to bring it. I like that in him. All right. Brooklyn High School administrator asked female student to suck his balls and to dress sexy while offering them a summer job.
Sucking the balls.
Yep.
Basketball.
That's a
not
mess.
Basketball.
Tennis balls.
That is
not
a
tennis
mess.
Balls. Swimming not gumball.
Movie stars.
There you go.
Harry ball.
A 43-year-old Brooklyn High School administrator allegedly proposed oral sex from a 15-year-old student and made vile sexual comments to two other girls, city investigators said.
This is sad.
You have got
the findings of a year-long investigation paint Progress High School for career professionals, assistant principal William Abreu, as a sleazy sexual predator who lured the three girls into his private office with promises of a summer job, but not only in a bid to test their willingness to perform sexual favors. Would you suck my balls for me? That's the thing you have to do to succeed, he allegedly told one of
in
the
life,
teenage girls.
What? In life, you have to suck balls to succeed.
You have to come to work looking sexy so I can see how pretty you are.
That's the only way you get a job.
The report of a special commissioner of investigation says Abreu asked a second girl about her bedroom habits with her boyfriend and suggested she could stay a virgin by having only anal sex. Yeah. In the school.
Here in
there you go.
But
Yeah. He told two of the three girls that he had gotten to where he was by sleeping around and asked if they would be willing to do the same.
Sleeping around with dudes, probably. But go ahead.
Whatever. Maggot. Absolute maggot.
I really don't even know how to come behind.
So what happened to him?
Oh, he got caught.
Well, obviously.
He got caught.
I mean,
well, they're gonna prosecute. The story didn't go that deep enough. But he's going to be prosecuted, so... But still, you know, that, hey, talk to your kids, man. Luckily, one of them girls, or hopefully all of them, ratted him out. But what a maggot.
Like, dude.
Imagine how much he got away with.
I really don't want to, because the way I think, I have a very wild and crazy imagination. I'm creative like that. But I don't want to think what he could have done with them kids or what he did. I had a hard enough time getting over the Sandusky thing, and I'm
really,
yeah, we ain't even got into that.
Yeah,
yet,
I know. I'm
but
saying,
I, yeah,
I, just
I
wanna,
hey,
I don't want to.
Hey, you know,
yeah,
hopefully,
guilty.
Yeah,
she first asked questions last.
Just ridiculous, but yeah,
but
man.
I'm like, what
him and
grown,
yeah, and Dusky. I mean, at least Dusky has been found guilty. Everybody, I hope y'all know that.
Yeah, Dusky has been found. He's
yeah.
Been, found that yeah he was in the showers with them kids, so more likely we won't see too much of the dust. I heard he's facing life, which only be about 5 years.
No,
ago.
No. Well, yeah, well, for him, but yeah, they say the combination of all the counts he's guilty on, he's facing like 400 years. He'll pop off, but hopefully they'll resuscitate. I hope they got the best doctors in the state. Don't let him die.
Yeah, 400 years.
Bring him back.
Plus three. Like, I don't. Here's my thing. What's the purpose of telling somebody you got 400 years?
Yeah.
Like,
to just say the severity of his crime, I guess. I don't know. But
life,
whatever.
What sounds worse, life or 400 years?
400 years, you might find out you're immortal. I don't know.
I wanted to say, hey, man, you sentenced to 1,342 years and 17 minutes. Deal with it. And
I would. You know what I would? I would say you either get this 400 years or you get 400 minutes left with your victims.
Nah.
You don't want to get... Oh, I think those grown
I think
people
take
now
that.
Would...
Yeah, all right. Give it to me. Give me all you got. By style. Like, I don't... Whatever.
Oh, wow.
Give me your Bosch brew.
That's a mess.
Yeah, he's a maggot, though, man.
Yeah,
oh.
that... Yeah.
Yeah.
Dusky and
yeah.
your dude.
And that
Ubram.
Dude, yeah. That's
yeah.
how he...
That
evil...
That I don't what I, what can possess you to look at a kid like that though?
Evil,
like you got to know you have daughters that age and granddaughters in his case probably.
Hey, he hit his adopted kid.
Who?
Dusky.
Oh well,
yeah.
All right.
No.
No.
Oh, I thought you. Yeah. Well, that's what he did. I'm doing the testimony. Then the kid got up and
the kid got up there.
Yeah, the adopted kid got up there and said, "Oh yeah,
he dusked me." That is just horrible.
That's
I didn't mean it in a bad way.
That,
I'm just saying.
No,
like,
I get you.
There's no good way to put that.
Yeah, he's just evil.
Moving along.
Speaking of evil.
Evil.
Yeah.
To the potatoes. That's my.
Now, hey, guys, check this out. Adidas promoting slavery with new sneakers.
Yeah, buddy.
Yep, here we go.
Saw that.
Here we go.
No.
I'm sorry. Here
we, now, this is a question of it's going to be called, how stupid are we?
I'll tell you something when she gets done reading.
Let's get it.
Go ahead.
Adidas has sparked outrage and been accused of promoting slavery by creating a new pair of trainers which have bright orange shackles that fit around the wearer's ankles.
Shackles, oh
the clothing giant is under fire for its August scheduled release of its JS Roundhouse mids, which may have been compared to the devices worn by black slaves in the 19th century, during 19th century America.
Mm-hmm.
The seemingly innocent promotional material uploaded to Facebook earlier this month asks, got a sneaker game so hot you lock your kicks to your ankles.
Yep, I'm surprised they didn't drop them on.
Wow, that's the best they could come up with.
I'm surprised they didn't drop them on Juneteenth. Here you go.
Right.
Everybody.
That's the best they could come up with.
Here's one. They recalled in the shoe. The shoe's not being released, first
well,
off.
You, well, it's too late. The damage is done.
No, the damage, yeah.
You would think that there was some black person working at Adidas that would have said,
no, this ain't a good idea.
Mr. Adidas, this ain't a good idea.
Yeah,
you would think somebody.
No, not the great-great-great-grandson of Kunta Kinte. He thought it was an excellent idea. Like, hey. Shackles on my feet.
You know what?
Like a dance.
I mean, the whole company as a whole are asses. But the particular black people that worked there and worked on this campaign, they either maybe they didn't work on the shoe. Maybe they worked on the advertisement. Maybe they worked on the marketing. Maybe they worked on the construction. Someone who was black knew this shoe was coming down the line.
True deed.
And should have said, hey, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Whatever black person worked there that didn't leak this thing out, because this came out when they decided to try to promote it, to let you know it was coming. After they got that fancy slogan, is your game so hot that you got to shackle your shoes?
That is bananas. Is there really any point to the shackle on your shoe?
The point
really?
Is to see if these Negroes was going to be dumb enough to
Knuckles?
Buy this shoe.
The Knuckles would have bought that.
Yeah.
Jordan have them buying the same shoe over.
818-514-1202.
True that.
Would black people have bought the shoe or not? Call in and let us know.
Give us
your opinion.
Now, let me get this. Let's rephrase what you just said. One, black people wouldn't have brought the shoe.
Right.
Knuckles.
Right. Right.
That
would
shoe.
Knuckles have bought
like
the
I
shoe.
Said, Jordan has these people buying the exact same shoe he released 20 years ago all over again.
And they riot over them.
And I got the old pair at the house. It's the new pair for my bigger foot. Like, no, it's stupid. You're buying the exact same shoe, spending three times as much money you did the first time you bought them. You're stupid. Whatever, though. But in my opinion, I believe Knuckles would have bought that shoe and rocked them proudly. Like, see, when you want it, you got to click them. And if you notice, when you clank them together, they make the slave sound.
Okay, I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do. We got a caller, but we're going to go ahead and do this break real quick. We're going to do the break real quick, and then we'll come back right to the caller and get into this. Truth Brothers Radio. Sandusky, this is for you.
There you go.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You can
Truth Brothers Radio.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stop it in your face. Don't stop it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You could get sick. Yuck. Real quick. Yuck. Real sick. Real ick. Don't you put it in your mouth. Uh-uh. Tell you ask someone you love. That's right, sir. If it's okay to eat. If it's okay to eat. Like a muffin or a beet.
Like a muffin or a beet.
If you don't know just what it is. Remember, boys and girls.
Don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Always ask someone you love before you put anything in your mouth.
A message from the Sandusky's Boys Club, horsing around with kids for over 20 years. Brothers
up
Radio.
Murder capital, we'll be murder for capital.
Truth Brothers, we're back and we're talking about them Kunta kicks. We got a caller coming in though, caller from the 773. What's your name?
What up, this is Lamar, man.
What's good? What's good with you, Lamar?
What's going on? What's going on? This your cousin, man.
I figured, but didn't want to say that, but thank you.
What's your comment, man?
What you got going on, bro, cuzzo?
Hey, I feel like we enlightened the fact that we was called niggas for 100 years by calling each other niggas, you know? So if the shoe would have came out, the shoe would have sold because that would have been our excuse to wear the shoe or where my ancestors was. Shackles around their ankles, wherever the shackles were. So let's enlighten the fact that they came out by buying them, not knowing that they're making a white man rich, buying the shoe, and, you know, just making fools of ourselves. That's my opinion on it. They would have sold, if they would have came out, they would have sold because that would have been an excuse to win because our ancestors wore them. And we call each other niggas when the white people called us niggas 100 years ago. We enlighten the fact by calling each other niggas, let's make us cool by putting an A on the end instead of an ER. You know?
It's hard to argue with what he's saying. They branded us, and we sure will go to college and get branded.
Exactly.
We sure will. Yeah. Don't know if I
that's
can say that.
I mean,
so you think if they come out with rake whips, we'll stand in line for that too?
Dude,
our ancestors got whipped.
How much you want to bet if that slavery game got released, if it was real, and that slavery game would have came out on Xbox 360, I bet you some people would have bought that joint.
We had ready for that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, go back to what Lamar's saying, man. It's all about it's one, lack of self knowledge, lack of self responsibility, lack of self, period. So you're gonna demean yourself regardless. By if you was to go out and buy them Adidas, you need your face kicked in with them. I'm just saying.
Hey,
just my opinion.
Hey,
straight up.
But all right, man.
Appreciate
well, thanks
that
thanks
call,
for calling, man. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't. Hey, I think if you bought that, what's worse is if you bought that shoe for your kid. If you're a parent and you went and bought that shoe for your kid, you should just be just pummeled to death.
But then again, here's what's crazy, man. A lot of people are going about it. They're teaching their kids wrong to begin with. Like, they're thinking everything that's negative is the right thing to do anyway. So they just say, oh, I bought them because they look cute on him. Look at the ankle. Like,
shackles don't look cute on anybody.
But the thing is, you got people who would say that they would look cute on him. Oh, it's so cute. It's oh, look at little JL. He's going there in a couple years.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, it's like,
it's like it's sending
the
wrong message.
Yeah, it is, but we are so attracted to the wrong message.
Some of us.
That, well, not, yeah, of course we not, but people are so attracted to the wrong message, the wrong influence, and all the and the other that they just did it because, hey, it's cute, you know, whatever.
Ooh, well, that's scary.
But on to something else. I'm trying to debate here. We're gonna go here.
Look, before we do though, I gotta read Justice's comment.
What you got, Justice?
He's asking, what's the next Spear Chuck of Shocks?
Yeah. Dude, he ain't lying.
He not lying, boy.
I told you.
Oh, man, I am. I got my
right.
Spear Chuck of Shocks.
Yeah.
I got my anklet, and I got my Jigaboo jeans on.
What
I am
want?
Ready.
Man.
I think that's another sponsor, Jigaboo jeans.
Only for the dog.
Hey.
Whatever. Check it out. Teachers tell students to cut and burn themselves to rid demons. And well, there you go, because ain't nobody here but Jesus.
Really? We did it again.
Oh, yeah.
We did it. Oh, I can always.
No.
In what St. Petersburg police are calling a weird religious ritual, they have arrested 35-year-old Danielle Hawkins for encouraging several teenagers to cut and burn themselves. The cutting was to release the evil spirits from their body. Whatever,
so
I guess.
That'll let it out. They did it in Paranormal Activity.
And the fire was to prevent the spirits from getting back in.
Because somehow, wait a minute, hold on, logic alert. If the demon was able to get in your body before you cut yourself with just your skin,
right?
What is some burnt, altered flesh going to do to keep it? Oh, God.
He's so ugly, I
He's
don't want
He's so
back
burnt,
in.
I can't get in.
Didn't stop.
I was, boy, you beat me to it.
The event happened close to the St. Petersburg Pier downtown. Police say only two of the teenagers actually were cut. So people actually did it.
Yep, because they told me to.
So spirit took a shock.
Yep.
There you go. So don't tell me people ain't stupid. According to the authorities, he caused second-degree burns in an attempt to brand, quote-unquote brand, one of the students' hands with a cigarette lighter. Because of windy conditions next to the pier, the flame wouldn't stay, so she poured perfume on the wound and set it on fire. Hawkins was arrested after one of the teenagers told his friends about the incident. The friend told the victim's father, who in turn called police. Hawkins was a literacy skills teacher at Lehman Asian Neighborhood Family Center in St. Petersburg and worked there for 4.5 years.
So imagine what she done in 4.5 years that they don't know about.
Oh,
it was just waiting
God.
On her 666 years. She
oh,
had she has
bring
she
your
has,
chicken feet to work.
There you go.
Come here, y'all. We finna put Bully out. But anyway. She had formed close bonds with several students at the center, and it was revealed that two of the students had joined her for the ritual where previous members of the center. Hawkins is supposed to be going through a difficult time involving a divorce, and she recently discovered religion.
Reasonably.
She has been relieved of her duties at the center and pending investigation, and her bond was set at $55,000.
Wow. You know.
Well, there you go.
Sometimes
God.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes. You know, sometimes.
Just to say, who wrote that prescription? Edward Scissorhands.
I'm saying. Sometimes God lets you just get burned by the idiot just to let you know demons can't jump in your skin.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
God tells you, teach you to set you on fire.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, God.
Dude, just think.
I want to feel bad for the burnt kid, but think.
You want to feel bad for Crispy?
I
want to
feel bad for Crispy, but I know what. We'll just, you cut you, and why would a cut just let the demon say, well, the demon was trying to get out and couldn't?
I heard if you
just
sneeze, the demon to come out.
Just a cut, and the demon's, oh, I can get out now. Nah, I got you. So what if you shave? What if you cut yourself shaving your leg?
I thought that if you wanted to get a demon out, you need an exorcism. I didn't know
just
that.
Just cutting yourself.
No. See, your blood is full of demonic spirits.
Wow.
Cut your skin.
Let them out.
Jesus take care.
Nah. He's out. He's out. Oh, he's trying to get back in.
Burn yourself. Oh, it ain't working. All right, use some of my Chanel No. 5. Pour it on there. Light it.
Yeah. That Pepsi wind.
You hear that?
Hold on. The perfume will get a fire legs. Fight that
It
wind.
Only burns because the demon is still in there.
Oh, my God.
Fight it.
Mess.
Don't jump in that pier.
Wow. That just makes me ask a whole lot of questions. Like
about people?
Yep.
They're stupid.
Like, when you seen Mrs. Mabel jump in the middle of the aisle at church and start rolling around talking about she got the spirit, did it not make you wonder, like, maybe she just want attention?
Or maybe she should cut herself?
Maybe.
You know, but church has always been like that.
We just did our last show about the, you know, I don't want to, it just irks me though, just certain things, you know, I'm going to handle this poisonous snake. If it doesn't bite you, you good. If it bites you, you bad.
Same. I'm going to put this snake in front of your baby.
In front of your baby.
And if it doesn't bite your baby, he's going to heaven. If it does, though, kill him.
Okay. Okay. Just questions. Since we just asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that, okay, see this bread, this is the body of Christ. Eat it. See this blood. See this wine. This is his blood. Drink it so you don't be like them heathenish cannibals in Africa.
Straight up. That's a
Hey.
Eat his body.
I follow you.
But don't be a cannibal. See, Mermaid Man knew.
That's why he went to the ocean.
Mermaid Man knew. That is,
come on, Barnacle Boy. I know where we can go to be married.
Salt Lake Pineapple.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. You know where they got the concept of Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, supposedly Aquaman. Yeah. It's a spoof of Aquaman.
Right.
Well, in in the 60s, they had an Aquaman cartoon, and he had a sidekick that dressed just like Barnacle Boy. Tight shorts of the year. Yeah, Aquaman. Don't trust them.
There's no screaming underwater.
Yep, there's no screaming underwater.
That's where we went.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, on to more Truth Brothers Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, not again. U.S. man strips naked, bite off chunk of man's arm. Bath salts, Florida.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Good old, it's been a while since we talked to Florida.
Okay.
Florida. What's up, Florida?
A man was arrested today after stripping down and biting a chunk of flesh from another man's arm and resisting repeated attempts by police to subdue him with a stun gun.
Ain't gonna work.
Charles Baker, 26, knucker. Had to put that out
Young
there.
Young knucker.
Went to his girlfriend's home to visit his children Wednesday night while under the influence of an unknown substance. There you go. Flavor Flays.
Yep. The Whitney.
Oh,
Whitney
come on.
Didn't do bath salts.
She took a nap.
Bubble nap. She provided the bubbles. When Mr. Baker arrived,
that's so wrong.
He began yelling, taking off his clothes, and throwing furniture. Jeffrey Blake, who lives at the home, attempted to restrain Mr. Blake, but Mr. Baker fought back by biting a chunk of flesh from the man's arm.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Mr. Blake managed to restrain him until two police officers arrived on the scene.
That's called foreplay.
No, I'm not saying that was his boy. That was the girl, the baby mama boyfriend. Just, whatever. I'm tired of you throwing my chairs around.
James.
Right.
Go ahead, man. Come on, we gotta finish this.
Though Mr. Baker refused to respond to the officer's orders, one deputy deployed his electronic control device. That's what they call it.
Yeah,
now. An electronic control device.
I thought they called it Black Shot.
That's what they. Yeah, making smoke. There you go.
They are quick to pull their points out and taste.
And they shot him. Three times before they could subdue him and handcuff him. Tase him three times. Load, reload, shoot again.
I don't know what them bath salts do, but that might be the new energy drink. That might, because you can't go down with bath salts, man.
Bath salts.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the bath salts
That is crazy. And
doing,
all the reports around about bath salts, why are people still
Forget
doing
it? I'm doing it tomorrow.
We went
Forget
there.
It, I'm going.
We went there.
Really?
We went there.
No,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I got to see what the
We know
is.
We were making movies about crack. And the crackheads didn't look good. Chris Rock didn't look good.
And New Jersey didn't.
Pookie didn't look good. And yet still, people hey, I want to try that.
Yeah, try that.
Man, I got to see what it do. I got to get my bath salts together.
There you go.
Well, got a different on a different note. Man gets beat down by a gang of leprechauns after dancing with their girlfriend.
Yep, see, fucking around with them lucky charms.
Say that word on the. Yep, there you go.
What?
You'll hear it later.
In Seattle, In Seattle, a bunch of leprechauns beat up a man in Belltown on Saturday. The bruised and bloodied victim told police.
Leprechauns, not midgets or dwarves.
Me little leprechaun.
No, yeah. He didn't just say that.
Yeah, leprechaun.
Yeah, we did.
Small
people. Police say they received reports about the fight about 1:55 a.m. on Bell Street near the Alaskan Way Viaduct. But when they arrived, they saw numerous people running from the scene. Police then saw a man on the ground who was covered in blood and holding his head and screaming in pain. When the police officer asked the man who was involved in the fight, he said,
"Hornswoggle." Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're not.
Really
you're not.
I don't care.
Obviously.
Yeah. He got jumped for his bike.
When police asked the man who was involved in the fight, he said it was a bunch of leprechauns that were mad because he was dancing with a girl, according to police. He told police that one of the assailants was wearing a white tank top but could not provide any more details about the leprechauns. Police were unable to find the leprechauns or anyone else involved.
They disappeared with the pot of gold.
Yep, they kicked him in his blue diamond.
An unlucky horseshoe.
There you go.
Hey, whatever.
There you go.
Get the people going.
818-514-1202.
Clover Clutch.
Can anybody name all the charms and Lucky Charms?
I could.
Yeah.
Heart stars, horseshoes, clovers.
No, the color, because they mention all of them.
Pink hearts, blue diamonds, purple horseshoes, green clovers.
Yellow popsicles, and rainbows.
Wait, if we really trying to go in order, remember the red balloons and
the
shooting stars?
Because the man got beat up by a leprechaun.
Stars, horseshoes, clovers, and blue moons. Pots of gold and rainbows. And the
Jordan in the ass. Justin, hey, it's
that sound like Lucha Libre wrestling to me.
There you go.
He's got him in the clover lock. Like that's
dancing with the girl. You don't dance with a leprechaun's girl.
I would
do that.
Really?
Yeah, I would. As
Why?
Tall as I am. Yes, man.
Why?
Woo-hoo.
You talking about alignment?
Yeah.
Alignment.
Girl,
alignment.
Go ahead. Quit playing.
There you go.
Hands off that. That's my kneecap. Hands off that. That's going to be a new charm later on. Brown snakes.
Pink hearts, yellow clovers, brown snakes.
Yeah.
Frosted the lucky charms. Don't buy that, Mom.
Don't
buy that.
Put it in your mouth.
There you go.
You can't. That's all right. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go. All right. Look, we are.
Ooh.
Yeah, we going there today.
Oh,
and we can't
ooh.
Do that.
I can't play with y'all.
I'm
no
not
ball.
Really like this, people. I'm really not. This is what Truth Brothers Radio do to me. It
brings
oh, my
die.
God.
This is what it do to me. I'm not that type of guy. Okay. I'm really not.
What?
I'm not that type of guy. I'm not a vulgar type of person like that. I'm not that vulgar. Really?
Again.
Yeah.
Whatever. Man, I just whatever.
Who are you trying to convince?
Hornswoggle.
Yep. If that ain't Bridget, hey,
who
Bridget?
Beat up by a gang of leprechauns.
I didn't even know they had a gang.
Well,
there's safety
the
in numbers.
Shamrock.
Yeah, yeah.
The Shamrock.
Y'all better be quiet before they pull their ass up.
Yeah, they just, hey, lad, what you doing around these parts?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody going skilting with my girl. You got something for that.
Yeah. That's what we call our pots of gold around here.
Skitlins.
The girl.
Whatever.
Well, the skitlin on the girl. Whatever.
Skitlin on her.
Whatever.
That's
Bosh.
Trifling. Yeah. Boshing her.
Yeah.
Do the homie.
Whatever, man.
All right.
Chris Bosh. Really, dude. Seriously.
You still on Bosh?
Man.
Dude. Look, go to Truth Brothers Facebook page. You'll see it. It's not nice at all.
Yeah. He got caught
like
doing his homie.
Okay. You've seen other teams win championships.
So Jordan win new ones.
Jordan, right. Jordan, the Giants just won. The White Sox won. You seen them? Everybody celebrates in the locker room.
With
you
champagne.
Want, right? And everybody, dudes, will pop the shampoo. They'll shake it. They'll pop it, and then they'll pour it on. They'll pour it on their teammates, or they'll pour it on the reporter. And I don't mean sploosh pour. They just pour it. You know, yeah. Like you dump it. Hey, ha ha ha. We won. Bosch took it and pushed them out the way, shook it, popped it, and poured it on himself. And just start rubbing it in.
And then spit it out
and
just
spit,
a little bit.
Yeah, like.
He did
oh,
a little trick
like,
with it.
Like, I've done this before.
Like, you didn't know I'm, yeah,
like,
I've been gurgling.
Like,
that
right,
years.
Go to your certain websites and you see the girls do it all the time.
Called wow. A money shot.
He, right, right. And he pearl necklaced himself with champagne.
Oh, my God.
This,
hey.
This is what
what's
he did.
Crazy is,
this is what he
this
did.
This is what's crazy about that. It's like, at first, he was kind of coming off all right with it. He was, yeah, woo,
right,
Miami
right.
Heat, let's do this.
Right.
Poof, and it went out, and I'm like, all right, cool. Then it got to a point where everything stopped and some Cher music started playing.
Yeah,
and he
seriously.
Stood up and was like, ah.
Yeah, he did. And you see Dwayne Wade and LeBron move. Like, okay, he's too happy right now.
It's like. When Dwayne was pouring the champagne on him, it just stopped, and it was
and,
like...
Right, it ran back up in the bottle, and the cork went back like no, I don't do
this. It's like, it's almost like everybody wants to leave Bosch and just, hey, man, have your moment.
So right,
it's
right.
Almost like he was watching D'Angelo on the How Does It Feel video
hey.
And just said, this is what it feels like,
right,
D'Angelo.
Exactly. And he's like,
hey.
Yeah, this is, yeah, Sandusky talking
that's
a lot.
That's video.
I'm sure it is.
Yes,
whatever.
It is.
It's a lot of, it's a
yeah,
lot of
whatever.
Yours and a lot of Bosch men video. That's
yeah.
There you go.
Oh, Lord.
Whatever.
Awesome.
It's not like it used to be. That
yep.
Brown sugar done turned to dust.
There you go.
Hey, hey.
Brown sugar, babe. It's Jell-O now.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, eat it.
Yep. D'Angelo's career.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He's
touring
with the Roots. He's
yeah.
touring with the Roots
care.
Right now.
I don't
and
care.
And they blew it up.
I don't care.
In Europe.
Bosch.
Last
whatever.
Week.
Correct.
Love
yeah,
it.
I just
downloaded that on my iPod.
It just hurt
week.
Me.
Yeah. That was my joint back in the day.
Yeah.
Matter
like,
of fact,
I didn't
yes.
like the video though.
No,
I wasn't bothered.
I love it.
No, no.
I
got to. Speaking of stupid, since we're talking about stupid.
Yeah, you got yours.
We're talking about D'Angelo, actually.
Yeah, speaking of stupid, let me.
Nakedness.
Yeah, let, real
haters.
Quick. This is
haters.
Quick. Yeah, round this out. I got to get this one to y'all. Wesley Warren Jr. A man with a 100-pound scrotum rejects free $1 million corrective surgery because his giant organ makes him famous.
What?
Hey, man, if you put it...
He might have a big ball.
You can put it down.
Yeah, you should see this picture. I'm going to pass this picture
oh.
to y'all.
No, you're not going to pass this
yeah.
picture around.
Think...
Hey, Las Vegas, you know, you know, this isn't what you think, G. This isn't what you think.
Well, why not?
This isn't what you think.
Hey,
a Las Vegas man who suffers from a rare condition that made his scrotum swell to 100 pounds
damn.
Is basking in the fame that his giant organ has brought him.
Let's not be judgmental here.
Right.
Right.
In
exactly.
fact, the attention is so the attention is proving so intoxicating that Wesley Warren Jr. turned down an offer to perform the $1 million corrective
oh.
surgery because the for the free surgery, would have, he would have had to give up the rights to his story. A second doctor has agreed to waive most of the cost for the procedure, but Mr. Warren hasn't taken him up on the offer. The watermelon-sized scrotum Mr. Warren
go.
Carries between his legs
yeah.
has landed him on the Howard Stern Show,
yeah.
Comedy Central's Tosh.0, and made him a hometown celebrity.
Water ball.
Damn.
Now, hold on, since we got a few minutes here, I'm going to pass this picture
no,
to Candy.
No, you give it to her. Yeah.
Yes, say to Candy.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I
would,
yeah, let's
she
see
say,
it. I want you to, oh, yeah, come on.
Candy say, you know what I like.
Yeah.
Bring
yeah,
them around.
That's yum
young.
Yum? That's it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you was all for, yeah, Mr. Warren.
Well, it sounded better than it looks. Oh, dear.
Yeah. No, no, no. You
yeah.
told him, don't get the surgery.
Oh,
I like
baby.
You.
They're like pillows at night. And
this
just,
Joker looks like he got a midget.
Yeah.
A fat midget.
Yeah,
yeah no. No, yeah, no. Basket. Yeah. What did the song, how does it feel?
I'm not sure.
That's
I'm not sure how that would feel. It looks
terrible.
His balls dropped. He fell out the crib.
booth.
Oh, baby.
Dude.
Yeah.
What a jackass. And it,
what?
You
hey,
get a chance to get a free
fault.
Surgery. No, no. I'm going to keep these. I like them.
So he ain't doing no type of.
No. I thought this was. Your mind totally. We know where your mind went.
Well, hey,
that, yeah.
hey.
Uh-huh.
Who likes.
Yep.
I don't know girls who like the big.
Here we go.
I don't know girls
well,
who like big.
You know, I was being silly.
No,
I mean,
sure
clean
it
but,
up.
But, you know, I mean, you
after
don't want nothing ridiculous.
Now, like, well, you
after,
know what?
After she saw
I was just being funny. I like mediums.
You know
sometimes.
What? Yeah, send his drink back.
After all, I am
send
on
his
a diet.
Drink back.
No.
Oh, just, yeah, nothing. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Don't give me that. Hey, you trying to talk about handing that pizza?
No, it's nothing like. It's just
I still don't
want to
see it.
It's terrible.
No, it's
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah,
I'm
it's nothing
still
like.
Good. Man, balls, bosh. I don't want to do none of them. I'm good. I don't want to see it. I'm happy.
It's,
yeah.
It doesn't even
you know
look
what?
Like that.
We almost did a
like...
story on bosh. I'm glad we did, Doc.
Yeah, I still would do it. I mean,
the principle of the
how
time
do you him. Get around? Does he have a power chair?
Yeah.
Around?
He's got a wheelbarrow.
Yep. How you doing? God delivered. I signed
how
for
the
it.
Hell?
World keeps on spinning.
He's got to be a virgin.
He's got to be a moron.
Hey,
I'm famous.
Maybe he didn't want his balls corrected. Maybe
they're not balls anymore. I don't know what this is.
The baby
it's
towels.
Not what you, yeah, it's not what you
it's,
think.
It's
not.
It's
nothing like what you
okay,
think.
Okay, we could just so it ain't
like
on
the no, he just looks like a giant obese dude.
Who's got a pouch.
Yeah, you
it
know how
like,
you know how some
seriously.
Big women, when they put their jeans on, they got that Pillsbury.
I'll take a look at it
that
later.
That Pillsbury muffin pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. This here's exploded.
To get to it, you got to lift this up.
That's oh, it ain't no, yeah.
You ain't lifted up nothing with that.
I'm not in the mood.
Therefore.
I'm not in the mood.
Two minutes left, and then we'll be getting on how to sell. How do you sell soul to the soulless? And
talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, like to go back to our second hour topic, you know, truth be told, we're going to, like when Big Brother was saying, how do you sell soul to the soulless? There's a lot of underground artists who are actually trying to get their voices heard because they actually have a good message. But if you notice.
Or they have a message. Some people might not think it's good, but that's all part of the thing. Just other than booty shaking and gold teeth. Right.
I was about to say, you know, outside of mainstream, which is crazy because most mainstream music only give you booty shaking. I sell drugs because it's high or
right, exactly,
you know,
exactly.
I got money,
and then we'll be getting into why that is. We'll be getting into why would they, you know, because it's not like music with a message doesn't sell. It does sell, but you know, it's just
not main. It's
convenient to have a population.
It's
that's
not
stupid.
Profitable.
Yeah.
No, it's profitable.
No,
stupid. Yeah.
Well, stupid message. Yes. Yes, but I mean with something
Wayne
with some actual substance.
Right.
Well, we'll delve into that at the top of the next hour. So
yeah, so I just, hey,
I'm ready.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Oh, y'all just ready, huh? Y'all can't
I mean,
wait.
Nah, we was sitting there.
No,
I
we're
was
good.
About to say something.
Yeah, no, we're about to get into it, and we'll be back with the second hour, Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio.
No break, no brow, high stakes, crack smoke, black folks, Big Mac, fat folks, ecstasy capsules, presidential scandals, everybody moves. Two words, most deaf, gay, west, hot shit, calm down, get back, ghetto people got this, game porn, not shit, jump on, cop shit, we won't stop shit, everybody moves. Two words, BKNY, bedside, too hard, too hungry.
Hello, this is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to inform you of a global epidemic that has afflicted millions of people throughout the ages, FUD, fucked up dome disease. It starts at birth and progressively gets worse as the person ages. Everyday people that you know suffer from FUD. like that guy at the grocery store.
Ooh, let me get around.
That girl that
let
you work
around.
With. That weird kid that rides your school bus every day.
Ooh, look at his head.
People that you know and love. Admit it. There is definitely someone you know and love who suffers from FUD. Famous celebrities such as Tyra Banks, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Forrest Whitaker, Steven Seagal, Val Kilmer, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Deen are plagued with having FUD. Many FUD sufferers live in denial by stating that they just have a lot on their mind. But it's simply not true. For just 72 cents a day, you can help control FUD by providing these FUD victims with the necessary items, such as extra large hats,
Mommy, my
helmets,
hat don't fit no more.
Scarves, paper bags, to help these people cope with this incurable disease. Won't you help support Truth Brothers in our never-ending fight to control FUD and make a difference by calling 888-BIG-HEAD. That's 888-244-4323. Stop staring. Start caring. FUD. Just give a damn.
Why do our kids have FUD?
Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Divine.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
Or, as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
Got the chat room going on blogtalkradio.com. Also standing by on Facebook and Twitter, working the chat, working everything over here.
There you go.
All right. And our second hour topic is, how do you sell soul to the soulless?
Yeah. It's a great question.
Yeah. And a lot of the music that's out there, a lot of the mainstream music is designed to take away your soul. Take away. What do you think? You know, what do you think soul is anymore when we're talking in terms of music?
I think soul is whatever you listen to that makes you want to do something. I think that's what soul, as far as music goes.
Move you, lift you.
Yeah, I mean, whatever makes you want to do something.
I think that's what it started out to be. Right now, I just think it's a label.
Yeah, I don't think there's no soul.
No, I mean, that's what
there's a few artists, and the majority of the artists that we're going to be talking about tonight are underground artists.
Yeah.
Where everybody is all, whenever you talk about some music, eventually someone will always agree that, yeah, all the good artists, they in the underground, they this, they that, they this. But then we don't go out to seek and support a lot of underground artists.
And then on top of that, you got a lot of people who've been blackballed because they spoke out again. Not even, I mean, they made great music, then they saw something they didn't appreciate or didn't like and spoke out. And somebody
right.
didn't want to adapt to that, and they just been blackballed since.
Right, and then they've been pushed to the edge, to the edges of the market.
Exactly. So we'll get into all of that. You know, hopefully everybody will have some form of opinion. I'm sure you do when it comes to music today, because I'm sure a lot of you listen to music and be like, have you ever, put it like this, how many of you have heard a song and said, I don't know why I listen to this song, but I can't. I listen to it. It's
right.
stupid. You right. said to yourself, "This is a stupid song," but you continue to listen to it, and you feel almost cheated because it's like this song is so stupid. This made it to the air.
Yep. And then after they done rammed it down your throat for 2 months, then you find yourself bobbing your head to it when it come on.
Oh yeah, Laffy Taffy was the greatest mistake that ever happened in life.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. If you have,
right,
y'all know, like everybody heard the Laffy Taffy song.
I mean, let's you know, there used to be a time And a lot of this traces back to when there was actual diversity in music. And when I mean diversity, I mean a diversity among labels. There were a bunch of independent labels, or even the big labels weren't all consolidated under one gigantic conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
So you had record labels who were developing artists, and the goal was to get a nice list of artists under your label and hold them, and as they grow in their artistry, you continue to, the company would reap the benefits from watching that artist grow.
Okay.
And that means, I mean, when you got someone that you really believe in, and you think that this is a good artist, you go on, the company would go on that journey with them, which means sometimes they would have to put up with maybe one or two albums that weren't that great, but they were in this evolution stage.
Right.
Right.
They were going through the, yeah, exactly.
And the record company saw the bigger picture and would buckle down and take that trip.
But that, like you said, that goes back to when actual labels were trying to grow artists or trying to see what they could become or whatever. But now, like we were saying, like, the message, I think more or less that it's the message behind the music. There is no, to me, I feel like there's no message behind the music. That's why.
Well, again, but that has to do with, like you were saying, the growth of an artist. When
right.
You think of our Marvin Gaye. We know Marvin Gaye now as, especially from the album What's Going On,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the tracks off that album where it was so politically aware and uplifting. But when he first started on Motown, they promoted him as like a crooner.
Yeah. I got you.
As like, he sings nice songs, and Batty Me, he sung the nice simple stuff, and then they put him with Tammy Terrell, and then they were putting out these duets which were hits, but he grew into this individual artist that had all of these opinions and stuff inside of him,
yeah.
That he was free to let out because of, under
one,
the company he was
one
on.
One person who embodies, I mean, just to get out. Embodies the evolution of the artist, and it's not Michael. Stevie Wonder, to me,
yeah.
embodies the evolution
yeah.
of an artist. I mean,
yeah.
from young Stevie
yeah.
till right
yeah.
now, shows evolution. To me, it's a better evolution than what Michael Jackson did. That's
okay.
just my opinion.
Now, and here's the crazy
yeah.
part. Stevie Wonder today wouldn't get signed. Stevie
yeah.
Wonder today, any of those albums wouldn't make it today. The companies wouldn't push that today.
And you know what, and not only is there, not only, my question would be why, but what is that saying, though? What is that saying?
It's saying that artists are not profitable. Music is now a commodity. You get in, get your 15 minutes, get out, on to the next one.
Right.
And you can tell with the way they just slap music together.
Yeah,
some of these
just,
lyrics, you know,
yeah,
we were actually
joking about that the other day when we were sitting there listening to something. Like, I remember, like, we was listening to a song by Kanye real quick, and it was so crazy because it's so lackadaisical. But Kanye, when he was so hungry, like,
right.
College Dropout
right.
was the greatest
yeah.
CD
yes.
that
yes.
I've heard
album.
In a long time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, to me, that's up there, as far as lyrical content, that's up there with, like, Thriller to me, because...
Right,
yeah,
no,
but,
I feel
but,
you.
You know, we just played that break from Two Words, which was Mos Def's part.
Yeah.
But if you go back to some past shows, we did Kanye's part, where he said he's from Chi-Town.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was emphasis on the second beat. The accent beat in every rhyme had to have its point on the. It's
yeah.
a nice, clever rhyme,
right?
But then when you go to the song you're talking about today, give him a couple of lyrics from that song.
I don't even do. I don't remember.
He
was like,
we was laughing because it was so lazy. We was like, yeah, it just writes itself. Now.
Yeah, we were saying the word was Kanye, like, yeah, the lyrics same, lame. Dame,
but see, unfortunately, he's got to cater to, you know, he's catering to what people want.
No, I think he's full. I think he's full.
I think, to be honest with you, because there's not enough people like the three of us here who actually appreciate lyrics and appreciate the message in the music. It's
I
all
know,
about
I,
808
I,
to kick
I agree,
drums
I agree
and
with
beats.
You. I agree
because,
with you.
Because, like I said, you know, like, we've had these conversations before, and I have a teenage daughter.
Right.
And, you know, there's a couple of songs, I'm not going to lie, they got the catchy beats, you
mm-hmm.
know, and they'll get you caught up in it if you're not careful. But the moment you ask a teenager, you know, what does that mean? I don't know. I just like the
beat.
I don't know.
I was just saying he's successful now. He's on top of the game, and he's full. And it's weird to see an artist. I'll give you an example. Method Man. When Method Man first came out, man, he was so innovative and clever with the way he wrote. Man, I used to love listening to him. And his first album, To Cal, that was just, yes. Then he got successful. And then To Cal 2000 came out. Not so hot. He was full. I think Kanye is full a little
bit. And I think a lot of that is, and to go back to that, you got artists like that who are actual huge artists who've made it mainstream, who've been pushed to be underground because of the fact that what they're saying, nah, we can't have that. Like, to me, I believe, like, a lot of people don't even know that Ziggy Marley and Nas did an album called Distant Relatives.
Uh-huh.
And the album is so cold that it should have been mainstream. Like, Nas in itself is a mainstream artist. How is Nas not mainstream unless
because
he come
Nas
out with Uchi Wally?
Because he's controversial.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's liable to say what's on his mind, and they don't want that.
I'm gonna say was because at this point now, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of disappointed with Nas, to be honest with you.
You got to hit Distant Relatives.
You know, okay, but the thing about Nas is always a hit or miss. And there's a lot of misses.
But sometimes with an artist, that's the evolution that they go through.
No, it's been more misses than it's been hits.
LL did the same thing.
Yeah, you know. It's what he's trying. I mean, a real artist is what he's trying. And if he's in that, at one point, man, Prince had just lost the majority of the audience who was in the Purple Rain, and they thought he was going to give them that again. And he's like, no, I'm not there anymore. I'm here.
Even Michael Jackson
and at some point you lost and was like, whoa, and you trying to, he's like, you either come with me on this ride or you going to get left behind because it's in me and it's got to come
What's
out.
What's your boy? Jay-Z had one of them albums. I can't remember the name. It was Kingdom Come. I didn't like Kingdom Come.
It was all right.
It was okay.
But see, the one thing that I can say about it, though, his lineage, you know, of all different albums, I can actually say I have appreciation for.
Okay.
But like on Nas and Streets Disciples, I was a little.
That wasn't really him, though.
But
that
see,
was more
this,
or less the people he was, the people who he was trying to bring people with him to this album. Like, hey, it's not just Nas. It's these people as well. Like when St. Nelly brought the St. Lunatics to the screen.
Yeah,
I believe that it was
he
like
probably
that.
Was doing that, but you're doing that at a time where your record sales ain't all that hot.
But at that point, I don't think Nas is doing it for the sales. Let's not get stuck on record sales.
Godson was whack.
I don't know.
I can't really say
Godson was that awful. Nas I Am was good. Godson was okay. The N word was great to me. N or whatever was or untitled as they want to call it. Hip hop was dead. Is dead is cool. It's like you know. It's with
the evolution of an artist, and it's going to come out the way it's going
to
come out.
A lot of time we're taught to listen to what we want to do and say it's good. Like, nah, y'all should listen because it's good. And then if enough people tell you it's good, you'll believe that it's good. Like, nah, to me, those albums were okay.
Look at an artist like Talib Kweli. Vicious when he was in the underground. When he got his breakout hit
Quality.
Just to get by, right, off the Quality CD, then the company start pushing him to, hey, give us some, and he couldn't do it.
That's the same thing. But Q-Tip. Q-Tip was the same way with me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, breathe and stop. Okay, but then he had, before that, he had all them, man, like, I'm digging him. When he did the one with Erykah Badu and all these, dude, it's hot. Then it's, breathe and stop. Oh, okay, people ain't digging that. Back to underground with you. Like, that seems to me to be, to me, it's a message to the listeners. It's a message to the consumer that you're not worth hearing quality because you won't appreciate it. Or they don't care if you get it or not because you're going to buy whatever we give you because you don't have enough.
Right. So I'll tell you what, we're going to get back into that and we're going to get into why some of these record companies treat certain artists the way they treat them when we come back. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yes, the rhythm's a rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard drama, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling, you know it's time again. See, the enemy telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. But watch the sound, I made a year ago. I guess you know.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Have you been caught in legal problems? Faced with serious issues that threaten your job, marriage, or political career? Here at Nielsen's Assassinations, we offer a wide variety of services to get you out of even the most difficult circumstances. Established in 1963, we still offer the highest quality hits at competitive rates. We pride ourselves in always giving you the most professional services with a wide array of options. We are the only assassination firm licensed in the use of incendiaries and trained ninjas. Our work is guaranteed to be discreet and completely untraceable. We can mop up your little messes and you reap the benefits from the comfort of your own home while avoiding any legal hazards. Call us today for your free, no-hassle consultation. Your enemies will be sad that you did. And Nielsen's Assassinations,
we kill for you.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio, and we're back. And Candace is still singing.
What?
There you
That's
go.
Not right.
Right. And we're back, and we're talking about how do you sell soul to the soulless.
Yeah.
818-514-1202 is the number. Call in, and I'll tell you truth. And, you know, a lot of this, this whole topic was inspired from a documentary we seen last week called Sounds Like a Revolution, which we highlighted in on a Facebook page, and you can find in Current TV.
As well as that, I actually took the time to go see The Art of Rap with Ice, that documentary Ice.
Oh, you seen it? Where'd you see that?
I saw it at the movie theater.
Oh, well, thanks for telling me.
I tried to get you, but you was, hey, man, I'm all right, whatever. But anyway, yeah, that actually, he brought in so many people, man, to speak on that. And he actually had Nas and Talib Kweli and KRS-One and Dougie Fresh and that's the era he's from, and he had a lot of new people in that as well. And it's the thing about it is he brought it to a point where we're going to get into that all that in a minute, because we were talking about the first one that you did that was by Paris was in did that one, right?
No, he was in it, and I mean he was highlighted heavily in there. Yeah, and you know, he's just talking about artists with a political vent in the documentary, and how the companies and how they're pushed to the fringes of the music industry in an attempt to make sure that their music doesn't reach the masses.
You know, and that's it is true. But you know what's crazy about that though? I noticed that silently. You know, I found myself slipping away from like hip hop and rap, because I listen to a lot more rock and heavy metal metal, and it's great. Like Rev Theory, love
okay,
it.
Right?
Nickelback, Roach.
Okay.
Papa Roach, and they got it's a lot of songs like I can't remember one of them. Papa Roach had a song called "Not Listening." Great song if you listen. It's crazy because I found myself taking away the beat and everything and listening to the words that they're saying.
And we're gonna highlight some of those artists on this show tonight. And as y'all grow with the Truth Brothers and y'all grow with this show, trust me, if you kind of notice, the breaks that we're doing are starting to slowly slide away from hip hop.
Yeah.
And pretty soon you'll be seeing a real diversity in what we're trying to bring y'all. We're trying to bring stuff that'll either spark your memory for what was back in the day, or like, man, I didn't even know that that was out. And
you know, music is music.
I love going back in that time machine, though.
It
just takes you back to a happier place. Like, now, for those who know me, I do not listen to the radio. Clear channel radio, I don't do it.
I just don't. B103.
I haven't. You know what? But even that get on my nerves sometimes.
You know what?
Because they give you the. They'll even have a rotation.
You're either going to have a billion. You're going to either have a billion. Commercials, or if I have to hear another dang on Charlie Wilson song every other hour, I'm a little.
Charlie, I used to do crack wheels.
Wow,
he did.
Bad I'm a Libra.
Right, but you know what? Getting back to the music labels, I'm gonna give y'all a quick little education. Though you may see a bunch of different companies on your CDs. Or your downloads, the majority of music today is controlled by four major labels. That's Universal Music Group.
Knew that.
That's EMI Group.
Didn't know that.
Warner Music Group and Sony.
I knew two of the four. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. And all your Def Jams, your Islands, your MCAs, Capitals, Motown, all of that is all sitting under one of these companies. And they will send the edict down of what they want and what they're looking for, and that's what you're going to get. So when you thinking you got all of these different companies and all this diversity, you really don't. The Roots, When Things Fall Apart, I love the way that CD starts,
right?
Because it starts with an interview and this dude is telling you how hip-hop artists are not treated as artists by record labels. It's seen as a product to be just bought, sold, traded, and discarded when they feel like it. Right. And this is why we was watching Unsung, and they was doing Houdini. And at a certain point, Houdini was saying, man, you know, hip-hop really got to start appreciating its old-school artists, its heritage, its lineage.
True.
And that is true. But the reason that that's not happening is because you've been taught and conditioned that hip hop and rap is just whoever's hot right now, whoever's on top right now, nobody else matters. And it's like millions and millions of rap fans, and every rapper and every artist act like they fighting for $1, like the same person can't buy one artist and turn around and buy another, or like you can't buy Nicki Minaj and turn right around and buy Lil Wayne. Like, you don't do that. It's like this. They think it's just one person out there, and if they get that one person, no one else is getting them. And it's ridiculous. And rap didn't used to be like that. Rap used to cross-promote all the time. If Eric B. and Rakim had a hot video come out, KRS-One could be in it.
True.
Right.
Or they would send shout-outs to each other all the time.
Yeah.
But they don't do that no more. Now it's all about arguing, and they act like they're fighting for crumbs on the table.
True.
And that's because of this breakdown that we're giving to you.
Maybe they think it's because of the economy.
No.
Good, bad times, people buy music.
It's a matter of control.
Yeah, right.
Okay. As far as I'm concerned, it's a matter of control.
No one is sitting there. If you're going to buy your artist, you're going to buy your artist.
No doubt.
I think it's an inadvertent form of hypnotism,
why,
to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's getting them to, it's controlling. You got A&Rs, you got these big companies that's picking artists to make sure that they push, and then at a certain time they get rid of them. Just like now these four labels done decided the Roots ain't relevant no more, so they gotta go. So now they don't get no radio play, and you don't see them getting promoted like they should.
But I think along that, with to go with that, the quality of respect for hip hop isn't respected in this country. Over here in America, it's respected a lot more in Asia or in Europe.
Yeah, real rappers.
Yeah.
That's
right.
What I'm saying. That's why I mean, like, if you notice, you see a lot of Asian dancers dancing to hip hop. They break dancing, what we used to do.
Yeah.
And it's you don't see that no more,
right?
Really,
because
over here.
We've been taught. Well, now you're talking about black people in particular are taught to give up their art forms. When they invent it, then they give it up. Yeah. We gave up the blues. We gave up jazz. Now we're giving up hip hop.
True.
Matter of fact, when we was doing some research for this topic, I was looking up Paris and I was looking up his label Gorilla Funk on YouTube. This band popped up called Gorilla Funk. It's an actual band,
mm-hmm.
and the lead dude is this white boy who's a rapper. Cuz was putting it down.
Yes.
He was putting, I wish I should have put him on here. He was putting it down. Lyrics, dude. Actual lyrics. And it made me sit there and say, wow, now what are we doing?
You know what's crazy about that? I told you, when you just mentioned what we're giving up, it's crazy. I typed in, I love, dude, one of the people I love is Ray Charles. I love Ray Charles, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
Ray Charles had I Don't Need No Doctor. Love that song,
right?
And I was on YouTube, and I was typing it in trying to see what I could get. I saw no black people playing that song with their instruments.
Yeah.
But I saw white boys
tearing
that to pieces, dude.
Yes.
It's a guy... can't remember. He auditioned on American Idol, and he was doing that song. I can't remember his name. He did a rendition of that battling. I guess they call it battling guitars or whatever the case may be. He did a rendition of that and killed it. And I'm like, why aren't there no black artists? And it's not just saying that.
Yeah, no.
You don't have no black artists playing it. Don't want to touch it. Don't.
Yep.
And I'm like, Ray Charles killed it. And nobody behind him on that race want to follow it?
And as you saying that, Gorilla Funk did Jimi Hendrix. Do you remember this? Was it our Purple Haze? Or was it
Voodoo Child?
Or was it Voodoo Child? It was one
Voodoo
of them.
Child.
But, man, he was the dude was on there killing it. Killing it.
Or was it Fire? It might have been Fire.
It might have been Fire. Either way, he was killing it.
Listeners, 818-514-1202. Get in on this.
That's right.
Now let us know what you're thinking about this.
Matter of fact, one of the groups highlighted in that episode we was talking about was Rage Against the Machine. And Rage Against the Machine. I'm going to give y'all a little piece of Rage Against the Machine in a second here. And then we're going to get into how the radio stations choose to borderline and minimalize underground artists. And then we'll get into what they did to Rage Against the Machine. So check this out. This is Rage Against the Machine.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. Tell me what you feel.
That's fine.
How do you feel?
That's
what I'm saying about music and what it sparks
and
emotion.
For some of y'all, that might have sounded like P. Diddy's song from Godzilla, but no, that's an actual band playing stuff. It's easy to sample something.
And
that's called a band.
It. Like, if you can hear a song and it sparks you to do, like, that song, the from the guitar to the bass to the drums to everything being played, it sparks an emotion in you.
Right.
And
right.
That's what music is supposed to do. When you heard, go ahead.
Yeah, no. Check this out. This is the power of music right here. Check this out. Now, when the Gulf War first started to jump off, Clear Channel, which owns about 1,200 stations across America,
more than that, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, about 1,200 stations. Yeah, decided that they were going to put out a list of songs that weren't supposed to be played during the war. Stupid songs like the Gap Band's You Dropped the Bomb on Me, they banned.
Mm-hmm.
John Lennon's Imagine, they banned. And the only group whose entire catalog was banned was Rage Against the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now dig that. That's talking about they don't want their message reaching people. And this company just decided that you don't get to decide what you want to hear. You know, you can't call up a radio mm-hmm. station and just decide to want to hear something.
Right.
Now, yeah, if you want to hear something that's safe, you want to hear Michael Jackson, Blood on the Dance Floor, they'll play it. Yeah, you want to hear that, rock with you, yes. But if you pick something that's on the underground, that's going to make some people think, ain't going to happen. You don't believe me, next time you call up your local Power 92 station, or Power, or V103, whatever. Call them up and ask for KRS-One's My Philosophy. That's an old school classic jam. Ask them to play it and watch what happens.
Yeah. I mean, the my point about that is it ain't even that. Like, see, we keep going on hip-hop. I mean, not saying we still doing it, but it's like even artists like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Walk
the Line.
Walk the Line.
Dixie Chicks.
Ain't No Grave.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite. Ain't No Grave is one of my favorite. Mark Coley with In Time.
Yeah.
Like all of these artists, all of these dudes, it's country. Another one. To me, another something else that's coming that has a message that people aren't listening to. It's a story. It's a story.
I got you.
Country has a story to it. Dixie Chicks was another one that Candace has said. The Dixie Chicks got blackballed because they decided, you know what?
Well, you know
we want to speak on something.
Yeah, but you know what? They wasn't even really. They wasn't making any records that was actually speaking on it. They were saying stuff at their concert, and they had said how that they were ashamed that President Bush was from Texas.
Yeah,
because of the war, and because of that, they just was like they were just Clear Channel said no. If you play them, you get fired.
And my thing, and what's crazy about that is, during the time when they spoke out about Bush and the war, cool, whatever. But during the Vietnam War, you had so many artists speak out about that war. And
go ahead.
And you had so many artists speak out about a Vietnam War. And, yeah, they took some lumps and some bruises, but they still got their message.
You know
why?
You didn't have four giant conglomerates owning 80% of the market.
No doubt.
Motown was owned by Berry Gordy, not MCA. You know what I'm saying? It was one dude owned the company. Columbia was a separate company. And they had their divisions, like Motown had their divisions, but they were in charge of what they wanted to play. Radio stations were in charge of what they wanted to play. Here's a little bit of history for you. Remember Smokey Robinson's song Cruisin'?
Yeah.
One of his biggest hits. That was the B-side to one of his jams that a Chicago DJ just decided to play because he thought it was hot. And it caught fire and became one of the man's biggest jams.
Yeah.
Because DJs back then had that type of power. They could play what they wanted to play.
And that's correct. We don't have that now.
And DJs today can't play what they want to play.
You know what?
And I'm talking about, I remember when before Tom Joyner had a national show, he was in Chicago in the morning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one morning he woke up and decided to play Ice Cube's It Was a Good Day. And he played it, and they came and walked him out and suspended him that moment on the show because he wasn't supposed to play that type of record in the morning.
I remember that.
And they walked him out of the building that moment, the minute he played it. This is Tom Joyner.
Yeah. But see, that goes back to DJs, actual DJs, or actual personality. Radio. I don't even want to see. That's the difference. I don't like that term radio personality because you're just you're being told what to play. Like today, I don't think that the two dudes that host this power show from where we're broadcasting, you're too old to play the music that you're playing. I don't think you actually
it. They have
to
play
right. Hey, man, shut
it's
up.
It's called
play
a playlist.
Yeah.
Right. And Clear Channel or whoever, Viacom, whoever puts out a list of these are the songs you can play. Look, radio stations get a, 40 record a week stream of records from record companies. but right. you only get about 17.
Mm-hmm.
So who's deciding 17, what you what? And then you get the same songs over and over and over and over again.
Go back to what Candace said. I don't listen to the radio because me myself, I'll either find a song on my own or I'll just glance at something or and then or better yet, what I do is I see a lot of times that they're playing actual songs behind commercials.
Uh-huh.
And you can hear the song behind the commercial. And I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
And then I'll type it in and I'll find it. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. And that's how I find the music I like.
Yeah, that's where I go. Through.
I don't listen to the radio. I can't because I'm as much as like I said, I'm not a fan of artists. I'm a fan of a person's song now, especially when it comes to hip hop, because hip hop artists tend to disappoint me. The songs like. I love Mirror by Lil Wayne. I love that song. It's a great song, but not a Lil Wayne fan.
Right. You're saying as an artist, he disappoints you.
Yeah, he disappoints me because if he stopped doing what's being told of him to do, he can actually do something. The dude
here's the problem. He's been groomed, man. I mean, he's been in the game
now.
Since he was, 12 years old? But you dig what I'm saying. He's been, this is what you got to do, and he done seen the fruits of what he's been told. So he's not going to
–
he's going to change.
I'm not expecting him to. I know it's not going to happen because what he's done has brought him great success in his genre.
Right.
And I seen him try to take a step over into rock. Or whatever with that Rebirth album, which was cool. I see what you're doing, but it's like he's saying, "Yo, I can do this." If you like a lot, it didn't get a lot of publicity because he was actually saying something in some of those things. Like Rebirth was his rock album, it didn't get as much pub because let's go back to Lollipop
and kind of what Candace was alluding to. Now you've got certain audiences who don't appreciate when artists try to step out. And do something against the grain because they're so conditioned to what they got. I mean, Death of Auto Tunes, man, that song, that band.
Yeah.
But that band was so hot.
That's Jay.
But I'm just saying.
I feel you,
but you got people that it was just totally lost on.
Yeah.
It was just totally lost on.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I feel as if, you know, people actually clown you or used to clown you if you listened to a different genre of music that's not what you're supposed to.
Because adults never do that. Real
they
adults
actually,
never do that.
You know, like, I've always been that. Like, it's cool, but I like this. And I think because that probably is what conditioned me to be different, I guess, if you want to say it, or think outside of the box or whatever the case
may
be.
Thinking outside of the box right now is not tolerated, especially by artists. Now, and then when you talk about, we've been talking about the record companies. Now let's talk about some of the stores where you can get your music, because I know downloadable music is hot, was hot right now, but it doesn't dominate the market, not yet. Still, most people
Best
still
Buy,
get their
Target,
stuff
Walmart.
From store, right. And the biggest seller of music right now is Walmart.
I would have thought Best Buy.
Nope, Walmart. Okay. They own like 22% of the market. Next comes Best Buy, then comes Target.
Figure.
Yeah. And Walmart has a policy of music content. That means Walmart will not sell anything with a parental advisory sticker on it. You either have to go in there and re-edit your stuff, well, you don't get sold. Now, what artists don't want to get sold in a place that's selling the majority of the music?
True.
Right.
Now, we're talking about a business. We ain't talking about standing on your artistic integrity, because what's the point in standing on your integrity if no one's going to get your music?
True. And from another thing that I was reading, that Walmart sells CDs under like $10 and under.
Yes.
Yeah, $9.99.
Yeah,
$9.99.
And in the documentary, they talk with Paris, who owns his own label and puts out and distributes his own music. But he says, my wholesale price is $9.
So it was $12.
No, I thought his was.
He said
was
his
12.
Yeah,
okay, his is 12, and they're selling it for 9. 10, right.
Or 9. And
they buying it from him for 9. They'll sell it for 10, but his wholesale price is 12.
Right.
So he's got to take a loss
just to get it out there. And then he's got to edit his stuff so it don't have that parental advisory stuff
right
on it, so.
Now, here's the crazy part. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a quote from Walmart. Walmart says that recordings identified with a parental advisory label may contain strong language or depictions of violence, sex, or substance abuse. Walmart stores, Sam Clubs, and Walmart.com do not carry recordings designed with the parental advisory label. But here's the crazy part. Apparently, they have no problem in selling the alter ego or the stuff because they will sell you R-rated movies.
Mm-hmm.
They will sell you movies with violence, sex, gore, murder, and they have no problem with
they'll
the movies.
They'll sell you video games with violence.
Oh, they'll sell you. That's right. But
Grand
they have.
Theft
but,
Auto
but
is
why is
right
the,
in that show?
There you go. No, you're right. You're dead on point. But what's the difference with the music? Because music is designed to socially move you.
Yeah.
Music is designed to socially move you.
Another artist I believe was Black Ball. I think she got a bad end of the stick though. Was Lauryn Hill, and she had a song called "I Get Out."
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to that song and what she's saying, I think more. And once she left, I think a lot of the image of what people say about her isn't true. I think is she slightly off the rocker? Maybe, but I think she got a lot. I think she received a huge end of that stick. Unjustifiably.
Okay.
I think she got a large part of that because she was, I'm going to say what I have to say, and a lot of people didn't ride with that. She's crazy. And once you get labeled that crazy button, a lot of people are like, man, yeah, we ain't heard from her. She ain't speaking out again. She must be crazy. Or the one small thing she do gets
blown
up because she's crazy. So I think that a lot of times people have to go out and
you could have a point. I remember when Miss Education Lauryn Hill was out and it was real. I mean, this is at the height of it's on fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a comedian on Politically Incorrect that had a problem with her. This white comedian had a problem with her because she said that she would rather do a concert for one poor black kid than a stadium full of rich white kids. And she was saying is, I'm designing my music to speak to a particular condition and to speak to a particular people. If you love it, cool, no problem. But I'm not going to redesign and edit my music for you just because you're buying it. You obviously buying it, you like what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Let's roll with that.
Exactly.
You know, and You got to start getting out of your comfort zone and start digging, trying to get into other people's music.
Yeah.
Another group, let's give them a little taste real quick. Another group is a group called Anti-Flag. This is a punk group.
Yeah. Anti-Flag.
Yeah.
F-L-A-G, not Bosch.
and they were highlighted in this documentary as well. So let's give them a little taste real quick.
You got to die, got to die.
That don't get you going.
There you go.
Like us on Facebook.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You
want to
know why they don't have a draft in this country anymore?
Why that?
Because groups like Anti-Flag will have white kids telling you that's crap.
Yep. The knuckles told us.
Let me tell you, white people don't like something, Jack. They have no problems telling you.
Yep. Boy, because I mean, let it, woo!
You gonna die for your government.
Yeah, you stupid. going to die for your government. See, wow. Killing your kids. Give the dogs the gun. Give the dogs the gun. They'll take you. But... That anti-black boy.
Yeah, I like
when
them.
When young
though.
White
I like
kids
them.
Get mad, things
yes.
get done.
That's yes, a, yes.
When young white kids are mad, things get done.
Woo! Hey, I like that. And they were very, yeah, they were very good in the documentary too.
Yeah, they were. They actually were. I was,
man.
I was, woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
I got up, man. I'm finna go kick over somebody's house real fast because I'm mad. They'll put you in that mood.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will.
Call up your local police station and say, so why y'all doing it? Like, for
but yeah, and I mean, you got groups, man. I guess one part of the documentary was showing them at the Republican convention in Minneapolis. I guess this was 2008.
Had to be.
Yeah, and yeah, this was in, well, I guess 2007, because Bush was running for re-election. So, okay,
really?
But yeah, I think, yeah, this was during, Bush was running for re-election. So, no, I guess that would have been 2003.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
right.
Your boy got
right, I'm sorry, right. That would have been 2003. And they were having a rally and a protest, about a mile and a half or whatever away from the place, and Rage Against the Machine was supposed to play,
mm-hmm.
and the police was like, no, that's not going to happen.
Need y'all to come to calm your rage down.
Yeah, and they would not let them on stage, and those young white kids did not take to that too kindly, but
yeah.
They didn't riot, they didn't burn nothing down,
mm-hmm.
but it was wild, man, because at one point, the whole crowd started singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But this is what y'all want us to live off, right?
Yep.
Freedom of speech. Not when you see, that's, this is my point to the people and to our listeners out there. What is that saying to you? What is that saying about music and what it's supposed to do to you if Rage Against the Machine is going up there to perform and they haven't broke any laws, haven't done nothing wrong, and they're saying, nah, you can't get up there. It's not like they're going up there singing Lollipop or Get It On Them or anything like that. They're not going up. They're going up to sing a nice little song and they won't let them perform. But they'll let Lil Wayne. And to mention, the people who run your, what's crazy is the people who run your stations and own 80% of your clear channels own majority of your venues.
That's right.
Majority of your media.
Your billboards.
So why don't you think you see the Paris Billboard? Why don't you think you get that Rage Against the Machine performing at the Staples Center?
Yeah.
Why aren't you getting that?
As you're saying that, when Paris went to release his last album, he had made some advertisements to promote the album. Mm-hmm. Now here's the funny thing: he goes to Viacom. Viacom owns BET. Viacom owns MTV. They charge him X amount of dollars for the advertisement. He's like, cool, okay, I want to buy, let's just say I want to buy like 12 time slots. I want 6 over here in BET, and I want 6 over here in MTV. They told him, oh, you can advertise on BET, but you can't advertise on MTV. And he said, why? Because you're controversial and you're violent.
Yeah.
Like, wow. But I ain't never did anything. He's never been arrested for anything. Nothing's ever popped off at his concerts. But no, because some of these white kids who love hip hop might mess around and find him.
Spread that word.
Right. And I got news for you. He's got a bigger following in Europe than he's got here.
Yeah.
We found a clip of him in Amsterdam performing, and the crowd is full of white folks. And they singing every verse.
His was crazy. The same thing happened with Distant Relatives.
Yeah.
They were not here.
Yeah.
They were in, I think they were in Africa. Dude, stadium looks like a sea of people, and they are singing one mic. They singing all. His was crazy. Distant Relatives dropped 2 weeks before. Before they did that, knew every word to every song.
Yep.
And then
everywhere.
And then they come over here and they doing your neighborhood festival and people just looking at them.
Yep.
Looking at them. I'll tell you, 818-514-1202. I bet you that there is not 100 people that's listening to us right now who know who Paris is.
I can believe that.
There's some old heads. I bet Justice know who he is.
I'm sure.
But I bet
yeah,
there's a lot.
Had a conversation
yeah,
about
I bet
it.
A lot of them don't know who. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a piece, Dan. And we got like one more.
Bush Killer.
There you go.
Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city.
How about that?
Yeah.
How that role in your life. Yeah, your AIDS and rape you.
There you go.
But
and again, remember we had that one episode we was talking about lyrics. And dude was like, yeah, 2 Chainz is, that's lyrical.
Yeah.
That's lyrical.
And again, you got, like we were talking about that, I bet you not, as many Lupe fans you got, won't none of them sing you any lyrics to Words I Never Said.
Right.
Words
right.
I Never Said is so controversial, dude. That's
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Wow. And to see him go on Bill O'Reilly and defend himself the way he did was beautiful.
That's another evolution of an artist, though. I mean,
yep.
but he won't get the main.
Yeah.
He will not get. He won't get back to mainstream. Lupe will never get back to Lady Street unless he does another song with Trey Songz or he does another one rapping, doing something about money, cars,
yeah.
jewelry,
yeah,
you know, whatever. But that's crazy to the people. It's kind of like a revolving door because the artists are pushing you to live above a certain group to live above their means.
Right.
The group just so happen to be the ones who are the highest consumers.
Yep.
Now you have them going to the store to try to live the life like the dude that's in that video.
Yep.
The circle. And now you wonder why you can't pay your light bill. I'm just saying, seems to me like it makes sense.
Right.
But
and just the fact that all these artists that we're talking about that propels you to just think, food for thought. They're not telling you to do it. You ain't got to conform to what they want you to do. But it's just to make you think. I mean, we just gave you a whole different variety of music. And to see these artists that's designed to make you think, push to the edges and set up to reach no one. Because, I mean, a lot of these artists, there's another one we're going to do called brother named Michael Fianti in
yeah.
Spearhead. This dude is so on. He's so low on the underground. He's in with just small artists, bad distribution. And he had a song called Bomb the World. That was and in the
yeah.
documentary,
yeah.
you got this music professor who says, man, this song is as good as anything Bob Dylan made in his heyday. And Bob Dylan is like one of the holy grail of writers mm-hmm. in rock and roll. And they're saying that what this brother did is as good as anything. But because of the way the distribution is set up and because he's been pushed so far to the edge, the song reached almost nobody.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody.
Yeah, and
but he's got a good following.
Yeah.
Every year on September 11th, he has in San Francisco, he has a concert draws 40,000-50,000 people.
Yeah.
But music sales 40,000-50,000 people is virtually nobody.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, if you're not doing it to just, I mean, and we're going to get to Fancy in a minute, but if you're not doing it for, you know, the money, then that you're comfortable, you're happy, you're straight. I mean, he's doing it because I want to get a message to the people.
Yeah.
And once I get that message in, hey, 40,000 people, you charge a buck a head, you just made $40,000-$50,000.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah. I got you. And you know what? And another thing, man, I'll give him. He's got a lot of heart, man, and he definitely believes in what he's doing. He when the Gulf War jumped off and at the height of it when it started getting bad, he said he got tired of hearing how the war is going from the military perspective and from military people.
Yeah.
He hopped a plane and he went to the West Bank and he went to Iraq himself with just his guitar and walked through the war zones, man. And that was just like, that took a lot of heart.
Yeah.
That took a lot of heart.
Yeah, I mean, see, I wish we had more gutsy artists. And I don't want to say MC. I wish we had more people to stand against what the commodity is to just.
But I believe there really are. I really believe they are. They're just underground.
You know, I feel that, but it's, I wish the people who have the power in the mainstream now would just say, I'm not doing that. I wish Lil Wayne would say, I'm not doing that.
But
I wish, I know it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's why it's a wish. That's why it's called a wish.
I wish he would
just say, I'm not doing that. I wish a lot of people would if you lose all of these people, like right now in hip hop, truth be told, Lil Wayne is the biggest star right now in hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
If he says, I'm not doing that no more, what he can say, set a lot of example for a lot of people to follow behind him.
Yeah. Yeah. Kanye got his own label.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
I really don't know. Because
who's gonna feel
just let's put it like
though.
This. Like with Dave Chappelle.
Oh,
Dave Chappelle was the hottest thing going.
But who's really stepping to Chappelle's shoes though?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
one stepping into his shoes.
Wayne right now is truth be told, he's not the best in the world. Right now he's your biggest draw in that genre.
Wayne and Dave Chappelle is kind of apples and oranges, only in the sense that the type of comedy that Chappelle did, they can't find anyone to step in those shoes because they don't want to find someone that's gonna bring you that type of thoughtful comedy like Boondocks. Now
right.
If they can get someone, they've already tried to get someone that'll just get them to give you knuckle and stupid stuff.
But it didn't
work. Right. Right. True.
But that's what I'm saying.
Because
about,
the mixture is, the formula is wrong.
But what I'm saying is because the knuckles have been have been trained to adore and adapt and embrace the Wayne, you've been trained to do this, that if he leaves, you're going to still want Wayne. You're going to want him.
I don't know.
You know what? And my whole point with making that Dave Chappelle comparison is that when Chappelle disappeared, people like myself and other people who liked him wanted him. But after a while, it slowly starts to fade out of your memory because big media, made it that way.
But
and over time, he'll become a distant memory.
Yeah, over time. Yeah,
and I don't
and then
they'll
find somebody right
and
else in his place.
But at the same time, as you're saying that, at the same time, how many times have you just sat back daily and thought of something that Chappelle did?
Right.
And said, damn, I missed Lil Wayne.
Right, but
that.
I don't think no one's going to think
true.
Of Wayne like that. But I believe
if
Wayne disappeared, they got another one sitting in a case
that
they're going to wheel.
Like him,
yep,
that
they're going to wheel
right
out.
But I don't
here's your auto tune.
And
here's
and at
your
the
lyrics.
Same time, just like they tried to do Chocolate News for the Chappelle, it didn't work.
Comedy and the music, especially unfortunately, black music and hip hop is so just paper press machine
but
cut.
And
that
that's
they
my
just,
point.
They got the formula.
But through it all, Wayne is still here. He's still. Everybody, just look at this. Look at it like this. Throughout that whole time that you've seen people come and go, you still had Wayne still here regardless of what he's doing.
Yeah, and why Jay-Z ain't left because there's no one grabbing that title. And even though Wayne is here, he's like, nah, ain't nobody out here doing it like they're supposed to do it, so I ain't going nowhere.
But that's again,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And matter of fact, I tell you what, since we got a few minutes left, we're going to wrap this up and we're going to end the show with Michael Fiance's song. That's what we'll do.
That's cool.
So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, man. Thank you to everybody who called, who tuned in. And we do see you out there, Tony.
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
And, man, it was a great show. Thanks to everybody. And we're going to let you know this was a G Network presentation, and we're going to let you know if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Peace.
Please tell me the reason behind the colors that you fly. Love just one nation, and the whole world we divide. You say you're sorry, there is no other choice. God bless the